right, guys. Back here on Two Thirds Radio. The host, Charlie Giuliani. We're talking about our rights going out the window here. Particularly right now, we're talking about loss of the right to property and the many subtle ways that they've been pulling this off. Let me continue one last line here in this quote, Habitat 1 from the UN. It says, public ownership of land is justified in favor of the common good. You don't get more communist than that now, do you? The common good. I got a bunch more shows coming up in the future on the UN, guys. We're going to rip the lid off of that fiasco. Any of you liberals out there might be listening and thinking that the UN is our hero and our savior. I got another thing for you. Got another thing coming. I got news for you. The UN is a fraud. But anyway, the common good. Public ownership of land is justified in the name of the common good. Guess who's big on this, by the way? Little Miss Prissy herself. Our apparently next president, Hillary Clinton. Oh, she's big on that. She loves socialism and communism, which is why Rupert Murdoch is a major supporter of hers. Oh, yeah. She's their little prize. They have it their way, guys. They're going to rig it for her to win, whether you vote her for her or not. Anyway, finishing the sentence here. Rather than to protect the interests of the already privileged. I mean, this is laughable. They act like they're concerned that the already privileged are taking advantage of the system. Who do you think writes this stuff? You don't get more privileged than the elites themselves who created the UN and create this fraud, these resolutions and... So in the name of redistributing the wealth, they're going to take away property from the working class and give it to the poor that they've already driven into poverty, and now they're driving the working class into poverty. You see, guys, they want you to all meet. They want to bring the working class down to third world status by redistributing the wealth, and they're not really bringing the poor up either. They're giving all these rights. All this money away, and you know, you got all these social services. But ultimately, everyone's being brought down to third world status. There isn't going to be any more social services here pretty soon when they collapse the economy. They're going to pull the rug out from under that too, and everyone is going to have nothing. That's their idea of equality and equal distribution. Nobody has anything. Except the elites at the top. And here they are saying that, having the gall to say that, rather than protect the interests of the already privileged, you gotta be kidding me. That's what the UN is all about. Creating the world government on behalf of the big multinational, international financiers. This is so disgustingly hypocritical. It's pathetic that people can actually believe this gunk. Anyway, continuing on, one of the many ways, of course, subtle ways, that our right to property has been under attack in recent years was revealed by CNN, June 23rd of 05. Of course, this is in reference to the eminent domain fraud that they pulled off. One of the many great pieces of legislation that Gluteus Maximus has passed because he loves the American people so much. Here's what the CNN report had to say. The Supreme Court on Thursday ruled that local governments may seize people's homes and businesses, even against their will. Well, that's what seizing is, isn't it? For private economic development. There's still many Americans who don't even realize that this has been done. Of course, it's come under the spotlight and under attack by so many. They've kind of eased off a little bit. It's still on the books, of course. They still have the legal power to take your homes and your properties, but they've not pushed it quite so much because it's gotten so much bad rap. But they're going to, don't worry, it's there, and they're going to use it. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I just got word, my girlfriend, thanks, Jen, out in Wisconsin just sent me a PM. Reuters is now reporting as of today that Bush's approval ratings have dropped down to 24%. Now, of course, any person endowed with half a neuron between their ears knows that he's not even near that. You know, you can't tell me that close to one quarter of the country's population actually approves of this scoundrel. There aren't that many people on Wall Street. But in any case, this is, in fact, so far that I've ever seen, the lowest mainstream poll ratings, not only that this guy has ever had, but any president in American history. Well, all right, what do you know? Finally, they're acknowledging that this is the all-time worst, most unfavored, scoundrelous piece of trash. It's about time. It's now official. Prior to this, I think it was 28% was the record, and that was, Nixon? Yeah, I think it was Nixon had the all-time record of 28%. So now this guy is finally holding the record. How could it be otherwise? I mean, how could they report otherwise? No president in history has betrayed this country anywhere near the scale of this scoundrel. Anyway, let me see here. Got off on that tangent now, and I forgot where I left off. Okay, yeah, I was reading from the CNN report, June 23rd, 2005. Let me pick up where I left off here. Cities now have wide power, called eminent domain, to bulldoze residences for projects such as shopping malls, and hotel complexes to generate tax revenue. And, of course, towns love that. Ooh, we're going to get more tax money? Ooh, okay, we'll give them the right to do that. Sure, no problem. What do they care? It's not their homes. Local officials, not federal judges, know best in deciding whether a development project will benefit the community, justices said. You see how they're disguising it? Again, this is your communism for you guys. Benefiting the community. Do you recall? I just read the statement from the UN. They said that, you know, the right to property isn't something individuals should have. It's not fair. It should be the community that decides. So a few paid-off thugs on behalf of big corporations now can come in, and this has happened. Like I said, they're tapering off a little bit, but don't worry. They're going to kick back in. They're just waiting to get your attention distracted, and they're going to pull it. Or, you know, they'll pull it here and there and, you know, scatter it around the country, but you won't know because they won't report it in the nationwide news. But it's already in the books to legalize it, and they're making it out like, oh, it's for the benefit of the whole community. This will generate more tax money. It's for the benefit of big business, guys. It's so big business now can come in and steal your property. The government's already been able to do that. You know, they give you mere pennies on the dollar when they steal your property. That was bad enough. But now big corporations, Walmart can come by and say, hey, you know, I like that there piece of property. I'm just going to call the town hall and flash some big fat wads of cash in front of them. And there you go. There goes your house. There goes the neighborhood. It's unbelievable. You know, this quote from CNN is right out of the, not only the Communist Manifesto, but it's right out of that UN Habitat One quote I just read. Oh, guys, can't you see what's going on here? They're, you know, sometimes just outright in your face, they're not even hiding it. Other times, very subtly, like this. Actually, it's not too subtle if you know what's going on, but for the average dope on the street, this is a very subtle way of taking away your property rights without people even knowing what is going on. This is perfectly in line with the UN's Habitat One document, again, that that we just read from, which states that public ownership of land is justified in favor of the common good. Watch for that term, common good, guys. It pops up all over the place. The globalists love to use it. Shillery has used it on numerous occasions. That's the underpinning philosophy behind her national health care plan that she's going to be ramrodding through as soon as she's selected. Again, what this document failed to mention, however, is that common good is to be defined by corrupt local officials who will unblushingly hand your property over to the highest bidder. That's really all it amounts to. But as always, they'll sucker you into thinking that it's for the common good. So the average Joe, you know, your neighbors or people across town, they won't care because, A, it's not their house getting taken away, and, B, they'll be convinced that, yeah, it's you know, it's going to generate more tax dollars. It might even relieve my tax burden as long as it's not their house. You know, this is like that old saying, they came for the communists, I didn't care because I wasn't a communist. They came for the Jews, I didn't care, I wasn't a Jew. Well, this is what's happening now, guys. Because right now only a relatively few amount of people are getting targeted by this. People aren't caring. They're too stupid to realize or too apathetic to realize that this is going to affect them sooner or later. What affects Joe Schmo or what affects Mr. Jose Padilla is going to affect all of us eventually. Arrested Padilla without charges, held him without any legal counsel afforded him for years. And nobody said anything because it wasn't them. But this is what they're doing, guys. They're setting a precedent. They're conditioning you to accepting this, that they can get away with this with Americans. Do realize, once again, Padilla, regardless what you think of him, or maybe I should say regardless of what perhaps the propagandic media has gotten you to think of him, he's still an American citizen. And his rights were trampled for years as he rotted away. You see, they're just getting you to accept this. And then eventually you will become their target. Do you see why you have to care about people like Padilla, whether you like him or not? You have to care about his rights, I should say. Oh, boy. Anyway, these same sentiments, guys, were repeated, I'm sure you'll be surprised, by Habitat 2, another UN document in June of 1996 at the UN Conference on Human Settlements. Again, it's taken right out of Marx's manifesto. Another thing taken from Marx's manifesto is the call for abolition of all rights of inheritance, which is yet, you know, another one of those rights that are going out the window. We got the inheritance tax, for example. I mean, it, literally, people can't afford to inherit things anymore when they got to pay a tax on the inheritance. It's like, here, just take the whole thing. You know, go ahead, IRS, just take the whole thing. It's unbelievable. You take your kid to a ball game. If your kid catches the ball, the IRS is right there. Now, ordinarily, this would be something great that he could pass on to his kids and grandkids, you know, hang up on his wall as a trophy, show his friends. No, the IRS is right there. You know, this has happened on many occasions. They're right there, and they're going to slap a $35,000 tax bill on you, or whatever it is, you know, however they estimate the value of the thing. And if you don't pay up, then you don't get the ball. It's unbelievable. That's interesting. I don't even think they'll allow you to sell the ball and then pay the share. I think they just seize it right there, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody knows otherwise, call me and correct me on that. But nevertheless, can you imagine? The kid, in either case, the kid can't keep the ball. The kid cannot keep the ball. He has to sell it if they don't have enough money on hand or, you know, in their account or whatever to pay. This is just incredible. By the way, now that I'm on the rant on that, I want to talk about rights going out the window. Did you hear about this one? This six-year-old kid in New York was writing on the sidewalk with her chalk. The police actually came and slapped a huge fine. I forget what it was now. It was $1,000 or something. On the parents for graffiti. You got to be kidding me, man. This is unbelievable. Why isn't Crayola jumping to the rescue here and suing? You know, this is going to bring down their stocks. People aren't going to be buying chalk anymore. Yeah, I mean, can you believe this? The first rain that comes along obviously is going to wash that chalk away. Kids throughout all generations in this country have written, you know, with chalk on sidewalks. Probably has gone on for thousands of years. And certainly in England, that's where most of the chalk comes from. I'm sure English children have been writing with chalk all over walls and stones and whatnot. Nobody ever cared before. But now in this Orwellian world of ours, you're going to get arrested and slapped with a fine. You've got to be kidding me. You know what? I think they're a little behind schedule. I'm surprised they didn't wrestle her to the ground and taser her. Anyway, I mean, that's such a serious offense. You know, I should also mention another tactic here that the new American communist property stealers have employed. After seizing a person's home, they often falsely condemn the building, severely dropping its market value. They'll have inspectors come in. They'll condemn it so that the rightful owner, of course, will get even less. Now, ordinarily, they only give you pennies on the dollar anyway when they steal your home. But if they can devaluate it, then they can give you even less. And very often, they'll do that. It's unbelievable, guys. Then, you know, after they seize it, you know, then they'll have somebody, you know, they'll invest $1,000 in it or something just to make it look cosmetically, you know, pleasing to the eye. And then they'll sell it at top market value and you get left with pennies. I'm not exaggerating. This stuff is going on all the time, more so now than ever, because you've got this record amount of foreclosures going on. People cannot afford to buy their houses. And why?
Because they're being shipped over to India.
I mean, it's incredible.
We here in Bangladesh love your president. We've never had so many jobs before.
It's unbelievable, guys. They're shipping your jobs over, your high-paying jobs, and then you're stuck having to take a low-wage-paying job, which does not pay the bills. You can't afford your mortgage. You're stuck in a one-room studio apartment. Oh, yeah, this is the American dream for you. All right, guys, stick with us. Be right back. Safe beneath his
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, talking about the theft of our rights. That's exactly what's going on, guys. They're stealing them away under the pretext of benefiting the community and whatever other phony excuse they want to throw in there, but this is exactly what they're up to. And then, you know, if you're lucky enough to even afford a house, to get a house today, don't worry, they got all kinds of other little traps for you. Once you get your house, you know, from there, if you want to, for example, burn a pile of leaves in your own backyard, or add on an extension to your own house, or even just to build a shed, you got to obtain a permit. Of course, it costs big money, doesn't it? Well, for that matter, you can't even get a plumber to come in and work in your house. You got to pull a permit for that. I don't know. I guess it varies from town to town. Here, it's like $75 right off the top. $75 you got to pay out to the town for the privilege of you having a plumber come in. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't go toward the cost of the service. Think about that for a minute. What kind of garbage is that? You got to pay for the privilege of a – it's unbelievable. Why do you have to pay for a permit? This guy is already a plumber. He's already a licensed plumber. He's been doing this job hundreds and hundreds of times all in houses all over your community. and yet you've got to pay $75. You have got to be kidding me. Don't worry, guys. They pay people to sit up at night and come up with ways to suck more money out of you. Did you know, by the way, in this past year alone, I think it's $160 billion. If somebody has another figure on that, if I got that wrong, call them and let me know. But I'm pretty sure it was $160 billion that banks have made across the U.S. this past year. I think I said 60 the other day, but no, it's 100 and whatever it was, 160, 150 billion dollars in just the past year on, surcharges like overdraft fees and, oh man, you talk about getting fleeced. Anyway, they want to make sure you're not violating any zoning laws. You see how they come up with this garbage? It's just more excuses to get money out of you. So if they can't get you, prevent you from getting a house in the first place, once you get it, they're going to find ways to exploit the living daylights out of you. Suck you dry. A great many people, especially seniors in the country now, can't afford their property tax. It's been jacked up so, incredibly high, even if the house is paid for. They worked all their lives scraping just to make those mortgage payments, and now that it's finally paid, now in their retirement years, they're on a limited fixed income, Social Security or whatever, and, most people now, they can't afford to have a savings. Most people retire without really a savings. And so now they find that they can't even afford to keep that house going anymore that they struggled for years to pay for because they got to pay these outrageous taxes that is too much of a burden on them. So they got to sell and wind up at some senior center, and then they can't leave any inheritance to their kids because the senior center sucks the whole thing up. Of course, it wouldn't matter because even if Junior did inherit what Mommy and Dad left, well, after paying the inheritance tax, there's going to be much left anyway. Land of the free and home of the brave, huh? Right. If you think I'm being a little too critical here, I'm being pessimistic, call in. Try to prove me wrong, guys. This is just outrageous. The exploitation is just right in your face. Cannot deny it. This is not being pessimistic. It's being realistic. This is the reality of our current quagmire that we're in. Oh, once a person decides to undertake building a shed or adding on an extension to his or her home, in addition to paying, a permit fee, an even greater fleecing takes place, of course, when the property tax goes up. You got to pay even more now. The assessor comes by and says, "Ooh, hey, look at that," with the big dollar signs in his eyes. "Wow, he just added on a den or a shed or whatever." Then they'll come knocking on your door. They want to tour the house, have the little pad of paper there, and assess what this new addition is valued at so they can jack up your taxes and get more money out of you. All right, well, there's one of your rights gone, folks. Take your pick, no matter which angle you look at it from. That right is pretty much gone. You really don't have a right. You certainly can't afford. Most people can't afford to buy a house anymore. There goes your right to property right there. When you can't afford, when the system is set up such that the average person working cannot afford with an average wage to provide living quarters for himself. Heck, people can't even afford to feed themselves with one income anymore. Never mind pay for a roof over your head. Can't even afford an apartment. Never mind a house. So when you got a system set up like that, there's something desperately wrong. And again, this is by design. This has been set up this way deliberately as part of the fulfillment of Karl Marx's plank on rights to, denial to rights to property. That's all it is. Take a copy of the Communist Manifesto sometime. Look at those 10 planks. Go through each one of them and ask yourselves, is there any one of these that hasn't been implemented in this country yet? There isn't one. Go through every single one of them, guys. All of them are in place. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, guys, back to Kurt's Radio. We got about another half hour left. I'll get a little bit more ground covered here, but I'll definitely be carrying this over into Friday, maybe even another show. There's quite a bit of material here. But this is important stuff. We need to be reminded of just how far we've fallen. You know, if the founding fathers, any one of them, were here today to see what's become of this country, they probably wouldn't be surprised. I think they anticipated. Who was it? Jefferson said, you know, give you a republic if you can keep it. They knew that most likely that, you know, this very predicament we're in right now was going to happen. It only takes about 100 years or so, as they said, for people to become apathetic and, you know, that the tree of liberty needed to be refreshed with the blood of the patriot. Well, here we are, guys. We're long overdue. They've been at this for quite some time now, and they've done one heck of a good job of dismantling, this once great system of government that we had. So how about the right to simply earn a living, guys? Look how that's gone out the window. To get a job today in just about any field, one must be licensed or certified. Before you can do that, of course, you must go to school. Now, there's no doubt there are some fields that I'd be quite frightened if they hired you in without any schooling or training. But that's the whole point. Why do you have to go to school? In ages past, you trained under an apprentice. If there was a field you were particularly interested in, wanted to work in, you worked as an apprentice, and you were paid a small stipend. And as you got more and more experience, most jobs, that's really all it requires is experience, not a bunch of edumacation. In case you haven't noticed, much of what they pawn off as edumacation today is just indoctrination. They're not really teaching a whole heck of a lot. Case in point, you can get a PhD today in economics, and you will never, never know that the Federal Reserve is a privately run, privately owned, for-profit bank, and that it has nothing to do with the federal government. Not only is it not federal, but there aren't any reserves. You'll never know that. They'll never tell you. And yet you come out with a PhD. You'll never know. You can get a PhD in law. And you'll never know that the Federal Reserve, that the income tax is a fraud. You'll never know that there's no law. You can be a tax professional. Be certified. You can be a CPA. Advising people on their taxes. And you will never be told, through your formal education, though you have a PhD, you'll never be told, unless you do your own outside independent research, but you'll never be told by the establishment, the ones who awarded you your certificate, that the IRS is a scam, that the income tax law is a fraud. They'll never tell you that. Anyway, but, to get a job today, forget the old days of working as an apprentice and actually getting paid while you're training. No, today you've got to pay them to train you. And, of course, the training you get is 99% garbage anyways. But think about it. Does this not amount to you buying a job? Of course it does. Did you know they tried this during the 19-teens? That was the progressive era. And because of the progressive movement, they actually banned this. They abolished it. But it was required for anyone wanting to go into the teaching profession to pay $100. Now, back then, that was a fat wad of cash. For some today, it's still a lot of money. But back then, that was a sizable amount of money. And you had to pay that out if you wanted to work in the teaching profession. You were literally buying your job. And people recognized it for what it was. And the progressivers, the progressive movement protesters or whatever, screamed and cried, kicked and fussed until they finally got that thing abolished. And their justification was, they said, this amounts to nothing more than people paying to get a job. And that's what it was. Today, they're doing the same thing, but they've disguised it now under the guise of ensuring that you're qualified. Well, anybody who's ever taken, for example, the teacher test knows that it's a scam. The test that you take, I tell you, don't get me going on this rant. I get so disgusted. This is such a stenching, rotten fraud, guys. You cannot teach today. It doesn't matter if you graduate magna cum laude, summa cum laude, you got a 3.99 GPA. It doesn't matter. You will never get a job if you don't pass that fraudulent rigged test. And the test consists of 99% questions that are totally subjective, have nothing to do with the field that you're even going to be teaching in. Honestly, they don't. I'll do a show on that sometime. I'll share my own personal experience of what I dealt. I was in line waiting to go in to take the test. There was somebody in front of me with their master's already, and she said she was there for the third time taking the test. And I said, do you have any more hopes of passing now? She says, nope. It's a luck of the draw, flip of the coin deal. That's all it is. You never see the test again. Well, I'm just trying to make the point here that this whole thing is set up, folks. It's a fraud, so that even if you do shell out all that huge amount of money, spend all that amount of time to get that flipping degree, you're not going to be certified unless you and shell out big fat wads of cash and are willing to take sometimes a year, year and a half, 2 years, however long it takes to keep taking and retaking and retaking and retaking and retaking that fraudulent test. In the meantime, shelling out $100 a whack each time you take it before you can finally be approved to get your license. And, of course, after you get approved, when you pass the rig test because, luck of the draw, then you got to wait another 6 months. Well, in the meantime, your student loan bills are coming in and you can't pay them because you can't get a job that pays high enough that you can actually afford your rent and food and car payments and student loan bills. So you got to go into, default or forbearance. You see what a fraud we've got going here? So there goes your right to actually earn a living. Your right to get a job. They've got it all rigged. Listen to this. This is a quote from W.J. Gent, who was a former editor of the American Fabian. Yes, the British Fabian Socialist Society. One of the big planners from very early on of this system we're seeing unfolding today. They're globalists. One of the prominent members was H.G. Wells, Major Fabian. He later split with him, but you know, they trained him well, this idea of this socialist global state, this new world order. Anyway, writing back in 1902, here's what he said, and keep in mind, what he's talking about here, he's writing in a novel, so it looks like it's some fantasy, but he's actually talking about someone who's living way in the future and looking back to what turns out to be our current time, what we're seeing happening right now. He knew where things were going because he was part of the little roundtable group planning all of this. So listen to what he said. Actually, you know what? Before I do that, we got a caller. Let me go to the caller first, and then I'll come back. You've got to hear this quote. This is going to knock your socks off. We've got Maureen in Arizona. Welcome to the show, Maureen.
Hi, Charlie. I know you're off on another tangent, but I've been back with your first caller on that Building 7, you know? And I'm not prepared to let go of that building. I mean, we do have Silverstein, you know, on PBS saying that he pulled the building. And what I recommend everyone do, I'm trying to look it up now.
Oh, he meant a team of firemen.
What I'm trying to do now is find the insurer, you know, the one who insured that building, have everybody write them and tell them that, you know, they are not going to insure with them. Hit them where it hurts, right in the pocketbook.
And unfortunately, that's already gone through. He's got it. He already collected his fat wad of cash.
Well,
it was a multitude of companies, actually. I don't know.
Can't they also do a reinvestigation into that?
Well, you know what? I don't think the companies are too concerned anymore. They were. There was a lot of battling going on. But I think what happened, this is just my take on it, my theory. I could be wrong, but they made fat, juicy wads of cash by raping and pillaging people's investment and retirement funds right after 9/11. You remember that? People were losing like 40, 50, 60.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of that money went to payoffs like this. They probably told the insurance companies, look, we'll reimburse you later. Don't worry about it. Just pay Larry. You know, he's one of their buddies. He cooperated with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he took care of the security operations there, you know, with Securicom, formerly headed up by Bush's brother, Marvin.
Absolutely.
He enabled to help pull this off, so they wanted to reward him. And they rewarded the companies back that insured him. Keep in mind, you know, that trial was totally top secret. I guess national security was at stake. Nobody knows what went on in that trial. They kept total closed door with that. And then they said that there were mounds of evidence from 9/11. You know, those video footage, pictures, physical evidence, some of the debris that was, you know, carted off. Locked away in a warehouse. I'm not talking about Hangar 17 at the JFK airport. I'm talking about something else. This is something entirely different. Documents and all kinds of stuff pertaining to 9/11. They actually did, like, sounding device readings of the buildings, you know, to test structural damage to the building.
Right.
That stuff would be very interesting to get your hands on. But they said, oh, yeah,
can't
we've got
to get it through freedom of information.
Well, I mean, like Hangar 17. How come nobody? I'd like to see some people, you know, get that subpoenaed. It's
and
still there.
You know, you were talking about a chief, a fire chief. Well, what about this guy, Richard Picciatto? He's written a book, Last Man Out, and he was one of the fire chiefs. I was wondering if you could ever get him on to talk.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, if he ever came on, all I'd be able to talk to him about was how last Sunday's picnic went. You know, they've got, to this day, they still have, the only ones that have ever come out are ones that are in retirement now. But, you know, they have a gag order. Police, too, the New York Police Department.
I can tell you something real funny that happened to me. I'm 65 now, and I was only in my 20s. and this was back when I was living in Portland, Maine, and there's great big old mansions there that had been turned into like 4 and 5 apartments in the building. And I had bought one because that was going to be my kids', you know, college education. And it had been derelict, but the area was coming back, and it was really a beautiful building. Well, just cleaning it out, you know, with all the rotten mattresses and so on and so forth, I went through, did all new wiring, new heating system, you know, from the ground up. Well, now we're finishing the building, and we're painting. And I'm pregnant at the time, Charlie. And it's got this big sweeping staircase, you know? And I'm just about ready to deliver, and I've been working hard. Who shows up but the chief of police? Fire chief, I should say, not the chief.
Oh, okay.
And he's with a flunky. And so he starts questioning me. Well, I got irate, and I'm at the top of the stairs, just about ready to deliver. And I said to him, what are you doing coming here bothering me? Why weren't you here when we cleaned out the basement of the old mattresses and what a fire hazard it was, and before we rewired the building? He had an Irish name. My name's Maureen. I have an Irish last name. And I said, and furthermore, what are you bothering an Irish woman? Well, you know, that man left. But he was there to get a little graft.
Well, you know, and sometimes they're feeling you out. They want to see if you're the type that's going to power.
You know, I was young. Yeah. I was only in my 20s. I just got indignant, and here I am as pregnant as a house. So I went home that night, and I told my husband. And, I mean, I just had him running out of there. I made the man so ashamed.
You turned the tables on him. Good for you.
And my husband said to me, he was there to try and pick up a little graft, you know, to put the squeeze on you.
Sure.
Is that amazing?
Sure. But when he saw that you weren't going to be intimidated, he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, I was pregnant. You know, how could he beat up on a pregnant woman?
I got to tell you, this is funny.
But it pays to speak up. We have allowed the country to go because we have not spoken up. But I'm very optimistic, Charlie. People are awake like you would not believe, and they are very, very.
They are waking up, no doubt.
Oh,
no doubt.
Thank God. I thought they never would.
You're no longer in the realm of, the insane when you talk about, quote, conspiracies. People can see now, this whole government right now, this particular one is, who can doubt it?
They're taking away everything. I mean, you'll soon have to have a license to go to the bathroom, for God's sake.
They're literally talking about licensing parents. This has been on the board for a while, the draft. And I'm surprised that he hasn't pushed this, but maybe because, you know, he knows he would lose his support from the gullible Zionist Christian right fanatic groups. But they do want to do – that might come under Hillary.
Well, I have anything to do with it, Hillary or,
I know he's not
part of your family. Because I feel Giuliani was complicit some way after 9-11.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
steel
disappeared.
Oh, he
passed an ordinance.
So
you couldn't even take pictures of the debris as they were removing it. You couldn't even take pictures. So,
And, of course, he had big he's been on Silverstein's yacht, and they had a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, they're good old buddies.
Yeah. But it won't come out in the mainstream media. That is what, the press needs to be the fourth branch of the government for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the American press has just, I don't know, they've just,
they sold out a long time ago. They're a bunch of trash. They really are. There's very few exceptions to that rule. You don't get to be a national journalist or, you know, news announcer unless you're one of them. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
You know, I had to tell you this one real quick. This is funny. Of course, this is back before the days of the taser. Who knows if this was the case now, they probably would have tasered my aunt. But she was one of those old Italian toughies, you know. She didn't put up with any baloney. One day she used to open up early in the morning, you know, to her church. And so I used to give her a ride, you know, 6-7 in the morning. And so one day, she gets out of the car. I'm waiting for her. And all of a sudden I see her walking over to a cruiser that was parked, you know, over on the other side of the parking lot. And I'm like, what is she doing? You know? So I roll the window down. I'm listening. She taps on the window and the officer rolls the window. He probably thinks, nice little old lady. He's probably going to just ask him for something, you know. And she starts yelling at him. She says, I know what you're doing over here. You want to bag people speeding? You go across the street. You don't belong here on church property. You get out of here right now, mister. You get out of here. You know, get out of here, young man.
You know,
and he's like, oh, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And that was it.
Because
they never
I've
came
done
back.
It. Yeah. Now that I'm older, I don't care anymore. And I just tell them off, and they go off like with their tail between them their legs. So I'm asking all the retired people in Arizona this winter to really act out.
Yeah, you do. You got to stand up to these guys. See, they're bargaining on the fact that you're just going to curl up and cower in fear.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because it is people like Ed and Elaine are in their 60s, and it is people, and Ron Paul, God bless him, is up in his 70s. And it's interesting that it's this generation that's shaking people up, something, you know, fierce. We're trying to let because we still remember the stories of Nazi Germany.
Right. This thing's coming to a head. There's no question. Let's hope it turns in the favor of the people.
Oh, my God. It is just like Nazi Germany.
Did you want to hold on, Maureen, after the break?
Sure, I will. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. Stick with us. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Just got a few more minutes left here. Maureen, before I go back to you, I just wanted to read this quote really quick that I started to read before I took your call. This is this guy, Ghent. He was a member of the British Fabian Socialist Society. And remember, he's writing as though he's looking back at what is our time today, like he's way ahead, say, in 2050 or something. Okay? And listen to what he says. This is unbelievable. He writes with such certainty here that this is exactly how things are going to go in the future. And again, he knew this because they were planning this a long time ago. What we're seeing playing out right now has been a long-term goal. You know, this has been on their agenda for a long time. It took them a while before they could get us to a point where we're at now where they could pull this off. But here we are. Just listen to this. This is exactly – none of this stuff was in place back then. It's like reading the protocols, which come out, by the way, about the same time. Anyway, he said, banks constituted one of the most important forces of the oligarchy. In other words, the globalist rulers working behind the scenes. The labor castes, the mercenaries, and the great hordes of secret agents and police were all pledged to the oligarchy. In other words, the elites, we're going to control it all. The condition of the people of the abyss was pitiable. All their old liberties were gone. They were labor slaves. Choice of work was denied them. Remember Clinton's school to work program? That's what this was all about, guys. They pick for you where they want you to be placed, where you could be of best service to them or do the least damage to them if you're not compliant. Anyway, it continues. Likewise was denied them the right to bear or possess arms. They were not land serfs like the farmers. They were machine serfs and labor serfs. This is exactly where we're at right now, in case you haven't noticed. And here was this guy talking about this way back in 1902. Interesting, huh, Maureen?
It's interesting. Well, we still can fight them back, though. You know, and I absolutely, you know, I hear the information that comes at you, you know, what has gone on. Because I just woke up about 4 or 5 months ago, so, and I don't know where my...
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I have been on the computer. I've awakened so many people, and I'm very active. However, and I would never have believed it, Charles.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
You know,
I was in that blissful day of ignorance myself not too long ago. Early 90s.
Sometimes I wish I could go back to it because, you know, it's so repugnant, some of the stuff
that comes
at you.
Yeah.
But the thing that we always have to hold on to is that America was built on revolution. And don't kid yourself, the British Empire, you know, the sun never set on any place in the world. They owned just about everything. And our forefathers who fought the British at the time, okay, were probably just as afraid of them as we are, you know, about what's going on now. Now, granted, the weaponry and the spying and the knowing and the so on and so forth. However, I still feel that there are those who are in positions in the military and so on and so forth, that if it ever comes down to something like that, they will be on the country's side. Don't you feel?
Well,
look what happened with that B-52 and those bombs. I know there's supposed to be 4 men who are dead now because of it, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Very interesting.
And I have yet to be able to find their names.
Yeah, I do have that listed somewhere. If you send me an email, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com, I can look it up and send that to you. But that's a fact. They're all dead. Unbelievable. Anyway, we've run out of time. Thanks, Maureen, for the call.
Okay, take care, Charlie, and keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll pick up with this on Friday, guys. But for tomorrow, we've got Neil Adams coming on, talking again about not only Earth expansion, but a lot of other bodies in the solar system. Fascinating stuff. You don't want to miss it. We'll see you then.
With recent internet.